What's going on, guys? Today is Thursday, September 1st, 2022. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Gotta hit you with a quick episode. You know me, I'm sorry that's late. I was at a pool party with some family, and I had a great time with some family and friends. It was great. I had enjoyed the hell out of it. But you know me, I gotta put an episode out a day. I gotta put one out, and here it is. And it's about a challenge, online challenge, that's been happening frequently throughout the year. This is the blackout challenge. Well, another child has died from attempting this deadly challenge. Now, the question I have for you guys is, have you ever heard of this challenge? Check this out. Leon Brown, 14 years old, passed just weeks after his fellow Brit Archie Battersby, 12 years old, also died, allegedly due to the same blackout challenge. It went horribly wrong, the mom says. Told the Daily Record of the horrific incident, which occurred after she found her son, Leon, unresponsive in the room at their home in Cumbernauld, UK, on August 25th. Quote, "We were made aware of the sudden death of a 14-year-old boy at Outrellview Court in Cumbernauld around 8 a.m. on Thursday, August 25th. A police spokesman confirmed the statement regarding the tragedy. Quote, "There are no suspicious circumstances surrounding the death or his death." Well, Keating later learned that her son had participated in the viral blackout challenge, one of several fatal fads that had been circulating on TikTok, which types a form of self-strangulation. This is what's happening right now, guys. Watch your kids. I've been saying it for a while. Watch your kids. Monitor what your kids are doing. Oh, it's just TikTok. There's no problem. This is a form of self-strangulation that challenges users to see how long they can go holding their breath. Really? Really? Guys, please watch your kids. Please make sure you know what they're doing. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's on TikTok, Facebook, freaking Snapchat. You got to be alert. You got to be aware, man. This is crazy. This sometimes dangerous game can result in a restricted oxygen to the brain, potentially resulting in seizures, serious injury, or death. Why would you do this? Oh, look at the sweet little boy, too, with his mom. Jesus. One of Leon's friends told me he had been doing the challenge on FaceTime with them and seeing it on TikTok. This distraught mother recalled of the fateful day, quote, "I had heard of this challenge because of what happened to Archie." She added, "My Leon thought he would be the only one to try it first. Him and his friends probably thought it was a laugh and a joke." However, Brown's attempt backfired terribly, obviously, after he fell unconscious and never recovered, a friend said. They thought they would wake up, but Leon did not come back. The bereaved parent described her late pride and joy as the happiest, funniest wee boy ever, adding that he was a class clown who liked to make people laugh. Man, that's sad, man. That's tough. She added, quote, "Everything was a joke and a carry-on to Leon. He was just a wee, cheeky boy, but he meant so much to me." Now, Keating is using her son's tragic passing as a cautionary tale to prevent other youngsters from suffering the same fate. Quote, "You just don't expect your child to do it. Quote, please warn them, these online challenges aren't worth their lives." Yeah, dude. They aren't worth likes or whatever they're doing it for. Who, you know, I mean, I get that because, you know, I guess it's an addiction. I remember watching some story about this. Some doctor was talking about how it's addiction with serotonin, how there's an upkick. It kicks in. You know, when you get a like and when you get a text message, there's a sudden like shock to the brain, like, ooh, this is fun, this is exciting, this is great. So every time you receive that text or message or like or whatever or follow, right, that sends that, ooh, give me more signal to the brain. It's like a dopamine, what is it, serotonin, what the fuck, the good stuff. That makes you like, you know, want more, makes you crave more. And unfortunately, you know, this is where we are today. And maybe that's what happened here. Maybe this kid just wanted to do it for the likes. And unfortunately, it really did backfire on him. That's horrible. Brown's friends and family released balloons to celebrate the teen's memory. And a soccer jersey signed by his buddies was mounted on the railing at a local park. Meanwhile, loved ones create a GoFundMe page to help Brown's family during this difficult time. So check that out. Link in the description. Following the horrific incident, TikTok offered its condolences to the Keating family, writing, quote, "Our deepest sympathies go out to Leon's family during this incredible difficult time. The safety of our community is our priority, and we take any claim about a dangerous challenge very seriously." The Chinese-owned video platform added that it currently prohibits content of this nature and will remove it found. TikTok users are encouraged to flag the challenge by clicking the symbol that says report. Despite its measures to limit the blackout challenge, the app is reportedly loaded with footage depicting the potentially fatal fad. Quote, "I went on TikTok and wrote about words similar to blackout challenge. The amount of results that came up is ridiculous." Which is very interesting, because if I post something on TikTok and it shows any kind of violence, where even if it's news related, they flag it. So I get alert that it was not even approved because it has too much violence in it. So it's interesting that, maybe it's something that they're working on. Let's just leave it at that. There have also been a string of youth deaths associated with the stunt, including the tragic incident involving Archie Battersby in August. Just like with Leon, the 12-year-old Brit has been found unconscious at his Essex home in April, after allegedly participating in the blackout challenge. Now, Battersby had reportedly suffered a catastrophic brain injury, placed on life support, but unfortunately died August 6th after his family lost a hard fought legal battle to continue hit the life-saving treatment. He's on life support that whole time. Meanwhile, on this side of the pond, TikTok is facing another lawsuit after two California girls fatally hung themselves after watching, quote, blackout challenge on the platform. TikTok has invested billions of dollars to initially design and develop its product to encourage, enable, and push content to teens and children that defendant knows to be problematic and highly detrimental to its minor users' mental health, the lawsuit reads. TikTok is not answering any questions at this time, but in the past it is denying responsibility for the issue, saying, quote, "Choking game injuries from young people long predicate the blackout challenge," which is true. Predate the blackout challenge, which is true. The blackout challenge is just the name on something that's been going on for ages, apparently, but on other platforms, from what I'm understanding. Happening on other platforms. Unfortunately, TikTok is the latest craze, I guess you could say. It's just what's really what most of the kids are on these days. They're on TikTok, and they're challenging each other to do it for. And TikTok is going to get the brunt of it, unfortunately, because they're on that side of popularity. It's easy for kids to reach each other through there and for their message to get heard. But that just means that TikTok needs to step up their security measures. Because if there's that many on there, then, and if they're able to red flag me, they should be able to red flag all of these, right? I mean, that's, I don't know what that entails. I'm not like a technical person when it comes to computers like that, but hopefully somebody can figure that out and fix that problem, because this is not going away, and this is just the blackout challenge. Lord knows, I don't know any. Like, remember the Tide Pod challenge? Wasn't that another one? I don't know if that was TikTok or if that was like Facebook or whatever it was. Tide Pod challenge was another one. People were just eating Tide Pods, and like for whatever reason, that was the challenge. I don't know if, like, what you win. You don't win anything other than, like, I guess street cred. Like, you got a video that you survived, or you have a video that you didn't, in this case. And that is tragic and terrible. Watch your kids, guys. When I say keep your head on a swivel, that doesn't mean only out in public. That means in your own house. You got to be careful, man. You got people doing frogging, which is like living in your attic. It's a great show on Hulu. It's on Lifetime. Check it out. I love this show. I can't stop watching it. New episodes Monday. But, you know, you got to be alert in your home and out your home. You got to be alert what your kid's doing at school, in home, in his room, everywhere. I mean, you're responsible for this kid until he's an adult, age of 18 in America. And, you know, that's your responsibility. And I mean it sincerely. Parents, please. I don't care what the kid says. At this point, you're the parent. You got to put your foot down and say, let me see what you're looking at. Let me see what you're doing. I don't want you doing these challenges. Maybe sit them down and talk to them about this. Maybe show them this episode. Explain to them that this stuff can happen. You know, they can get brought into this thinking it's fun and cool. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. And it's not. Anyway, guys, Sorry about the late episode again. I'll definitely be back tomorrow with another episode. Have a great Thursday night. Happy first. And don't forget, I love y'all. All right, guys. Peace.